Take heed, and beware the Moor in those dark hours when evil is exalted.
I thought it was going to be easy, didn't you? Didn't you? You won't be the first of your family who thought that. You won't be the first to die because of it.
There is a concept of the ultimate logical human being, copied by generations of writers for decades. The famous Spock of Star Trek is but one example of man overcoming his emotional frailties to emerge into the cold world of logic. But we must remember that the most popular of these cold-blooded characters is but one element from within the mind of a man who had a fascinating background, committed much of his life in search of the occult, and ended his days mocked by society. Many authors throughout time have stumbled upon the world of the occult and included it within their work. One of these is the author who created the ultimate logical detective, Sherlock Holmes. Born Arthur Ignatius Conan Doyle on the 22nd of May 1859, he was a prolific Scottish author and medical practitioner. He was sent to a Roman Catholic Jesuit preparatory school where he was indoctrinated into the mystical world of the Catholic religion. Following this, he went to Stonyhurst Jesuit College, and by leaving school in 1875, he was declared agnostic, rejected.